Hey, fellow mathers, do you have limited classroom time? Do you want to make the biggest, best impact on your students that you can? Then you need to start here with the Math is Figureoutable Challenge.
It's 3 1-hour sessions of the quickest and most powerful ways to reach the most students with the most math. We're having special guest Jenna Laib. Mark your calendars for May 15th through 17th at 7 p.m. Central and watch this space to find out when registration opens.
If you can't make those times, you'll want to register anyway so you can get access to the session recordings. And now, on to the episode. Hey, fellow mathematicians. Welcome to our podcast, where math is figureoutable. I'm Pam.
And I'm Kim.
And this is a Math Strat Chat episode where we chat about our math strategies. Every Wednesday evening, I throw out a math problem on social media, and people from around the world chat about the strategies they use and comment on each other's thinking.
Okay, so this week, our math problem was 3/12 times 8/5. Solve the problem, and...
Yes?
Like, my brain empties, like, half the time we're doing this. Pause the podcast. Solve the problem.
Are you trying to do it from memory? Is that what's going on here?
I just am looking out my window.
All right. And then post your strategy. But hey, before you listen to us, solve it and then come back. All right, Kim, here we go. 3/12 times 8/5.
All right. I'm going to go first?
No, go ahead.
No, it's okay.
You sure?
Yeah.
3/12 is equivalent to 1/4.
Yep.
So I'm thinking about 1/4 of 8/5. And since 1/4 is a half of a half, and I'll explain later why I'm doing that, but
okay.
I can think about 1/4 as a half of a half. So a half of a half of 8/5 is like, I can think about a half of 8 anythings.
Yep.
So I'm thinking about 8/5, but I just think about 8 anythings, and a half of 8 anythings is 4 of those things. Mm-hmm. And so that's a half of 8/5 is 4/5. But now I need a half of that because I was trying to find a fourth. So a half of 4/5 is a half of 4 of those things, which is 2 of those things, 2/5.
And when you say 8 of those things, it's like you're almost setting aside the fact that your unit is 1/5. And mm-hmm. you're like stripping out the 8 and saying, I need a fourth of this. And then you're putting it back into the unit of 1/5.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Cool. All right.
And I'll just mention that's a really multiplicative way of thinking about fractions.
Yeah.
Not as, so like 8/5, not as 8 out of the possible 5.
Right.
But as thinking about 8 1/5, 8 of those 1/5, like 8 times 1/5, mm-hmm. 8 of those things. That's a multiplicative way of thinking about it, which is our goal. Our goal is to think about fractions multiplicatively, not as just a part whole representation.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
Got anything?
Yeah. I've got 3/12 is a fourth. I'm going to stick with that. For 8/5, I want to call that 1 3/5.
Okay.
Because I know 1 3/5 is 1.6 or 1 6/10. So I'm going to say my problem, I've transformed a little bit into 1/4 of 1.6, which is just 0.4. 40 cents.
So were you, I'm curious, when I wrote down the 1.6 and then I wrote down the 1/4, then I smiled because I know 1/4 of 16 is 4. And then did you think that, or did you actually think about 1.6?
I thought like 1.6, like $1.60. So 1/4 of $1.60 is 40 cents.
40 cents.
Yeah.
And then your 0.4 is equivalent to my 2/5.
Yeah.
Nice. Hey, I didn't want to forget to talk about why I did 1/4 as a half and a half.
Oh yeah.
So I could have thought about 1/4 of 8, and 1/4 of 8 is 2.
Yeah.
And I've just gone straight to the 2/5. But often people will think about finding 1/4 of something as a half and then a half again. And I just port that strategy. And then eventually being able to think of not having to do a half and a half again, but I can just divide by 4.
Yeah.
Anyway, so just
I love it. All right, everyone.
We love fractions.
We do love fractions. We can't wait to see what you do with these fractions. Share your strategy with us and the world by taking a picture of your thinking. And then when you're posting it, comment what other people did.
Absolutely. That helps us spread the word and spread the Math is Figureoutable movement. And so use the hashtag MathStratChat and tag me. And then check out the next problem that we'll post Wednesday evenings around 7 p.m. Central Time. And then come back here to hear how we're thinking about the problem. Y'all, thank you for joining us as part of the Math is Figureoutable movement. Let's keep spreading the word that math is figureoutable. Thank you for listening and making math more figure outable.
Remember, we're going to be opening registration for the Math is Figure Outable Challenge soon. Mark your calendar from May 15th through 17th. You are not going to want to miss these free PD evenings where you'll learn 4 routines you need in your classroom that are naturally engaging and encourage students to think mathematically.
And remember, if you can't make those times, registering gets you access to the recordings. Keep making math figure outable.